Now, action is really explained to us in chapter 2, verse 14. Let me get out my translations, because I'm going to read you a couple. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? You know, if there's something you're supposed to do, if you're led to do something that matches your faith and your confession, then your answer is not going to come until you do it. Now, she sat on her sofa. That's the end of her healing. Now, God sends gifts of healings. You understand that. There's no faith involved in that. Now, here is the Passion Translation on this piece of paper. And it says, my dear brothers and sisters, what good is it if someone claims to have faith but demonstrates no good works to prove it? See, your works actually prove your faith. They validate your faith. I love that. What good is it if someone claims to have faith but demonstrates no good works to prove it? Now, the Voice Translation says, it doesn't make any sense to say you have faith and act in a way that denies your faith. Well, we think action is kind of mundane, and what difference does it make? But it makes a tremendous difference, because I'm spirit, soul, and body, and I've crucified my flesh with the affections and lusts, and my soul, my mind, has absorbed the Word of God as explained by my spirit, and my spirit and my soul are working together and are confessing and acting according to the Word and having done all to stand. It doesn't say in the Scripture, having done all to sit. See, when you sit, you're relaxed. I like to sit. I'm a good sitter. I was never athletic. In sixth grade, they picked softball members for the team. Everybody had to be on a team. I was the last one chosen every time. I'm just not athletic. I'm a sitter. Well, sometimes sitters don't ever win. Unless you got your Bible open in your lap. That'd be a good way to sit. Now look. Here's the example he gives. A brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and once they depart in peace, be warmed, filled. Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? One translation said, what good would your words alone do? What good would your words alone do? Just to say, you know, I hope you find something to eat. I hope you get warm. I hope you have a place to rest tonight. What good? See, it takes more than words sometimes. Words alone are not enough. There's action. Now, what does a paralyzed man do? I'll tell you, first he does. He's strong in his confession. He's strong in his words. He's strong in his scripture, quoting and quoting. And then he fills his life with thanksgiving, praise, and worship. That's what he can do. That's what we all can do. That's what we all must do. But in addition, sometimes, there's things that we can do. Now, the paralyzed fellow, he had been prayed for on a Monday night at a revival meeting, and nothing happened. He was very paralyzed. His brother got him up every morning, dressed him, put him in a wheelchair, helped him with his breakfast, and then set him in the den for the rest of the day. I think someone came and helped him with his lunch. But he was totally paralyzed, and nothing happened on Monday, and Tuesday nothing happened. But he said he spent the whole day saying, they prayed for me on Monday night. And the anointing of God is in my body, working mightily, and I'm healed, and I walk. And he said it over and over and over. And what is he going to do? He can't move. But Wednesday afternoon, after lunch, that's the third day. You getting this? True story. He felt a tingle in his legs, in his foot. Well, one tingle's more than he'd ever felt before. I mean, you know, not a big deal to us, but it was a big deal. He said, well, I think I'll stand. Well, he stood and he, you know, a few seconds and collapsed. But see, he's acting on his faith. He's acting on his faith. And God was gracious to give him that little tingle to say, it's time to act. It's time for you to do something. Now, you've heard Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin's story. He was in bed, bedridden for a number of years. The Lord said to him, well, people ought to be up by now. See, God gives us a hint. I'm so glad God helps us. He said, well, people ought to be up by now. So he said he pulled himself over the edge of the bed. He was paralyzed from the waist down, I think. And he threw his legs over the edge of the bed. And when he grabbed the post, the bed post, to stand up, his knees went all the way to the floor. So that's not when you give up. That's when you continue speaking, and you continue acting, and you continue trusting, and you continue believing, and you continue confessing, and you continue doing. Faith is not simply what you have. See, we say, I have faith. But faith is what you do with what you have. You have to do faith.